Kof Dalad Tishrei, Sunday the 25th, the Sunday the 19th of October. Babe David Svi Salek, Kafei Tishrei, Isru Chag plus one. Babe David Svi Kalek, the yacht site of the Yetzer. Babe David Svi Salek, third time lucky. The yacht site of the Yetzer Hara.
This week actually sees the anniversary of one of the most historic events in Jewish history. Sorry, just one second. In Jewish history. Less than 2,500 years ago, at the in response to the proclamation of Koresh, the Persian king, encouraging Klal Yisrael to come back after their Golus, after Chumbayis Rishon, to come back to Eretz Yisrael to rebuild the Beis Hamikdash. It was obviously a major event. And Zerubbabel, Chazal tell us, was Nehemiah, came back to Eretz Yisrael with a group of several thousand Yidden to Eretz Yisrael, with intention of rebuilding the Beis Hamikdash and starting Jewish life again in Eretz Yisrael. In fact, the scenes that took place were not what we would have anticipated. We perhaps find ourselves in a similar situation. We're in Golus and we're waiting to be told to come back. And I imagine that we have in our minds these happy, joyous scenes of all of us going back to Eretz Yisrael, tremendous Yisroelus, Shmiras Torah and Mitzvahs, everybody swarming, flooding, going back towards Eretz Yisrael. But in fact, the Psukim tell us that there was quite a sort of lukewarm response to this announcement amongst Yidden. They had, at that point, already begun to feel quite comfortable amongst the Babylonians and the Persians, and under the rule of the Persians. They were living quite well. And the Psukim tell us that about 40,000 Yidden went up in Nehemiah, which was a small percentage of the total amount of Yidden. Nehemiah came to Eretz Yisrael, and he started, he reinstituted the Korbanos, he started rebuilding the Beis Hamikdash, rebuilding the walls of Yerushalayim. But the level of Yiddishkeit in Eretz Yisrael at that time, even amongst the Yidden there, was extremely low. And this carried on for a period of about 20 years. The greatest Yid, the greatest Jewish leader at the time, was Ezra HaSofer. Ezra HaSofer, Kohen, direct descendant of Aaron HaKohen. Chazal tell us that Ezra HaSofer, if not Sheim Moli Shemoish Rabbeinu Kodmoi, the Torah would have been given to Ezra HaSofer. If he would have lived at the same time as his great-grandfather Aaron HaKohen, Chazal tell us he would have been greater. But Ezra HaSofer actually didn't come up to Eretz Yisrael. Ezra HaSofer stayed behind in Bavel. And Chazal tell us that the reason he stayed behind was that he was a Talmud of Baruch ben Neriah, who was a Talmud of Yirmiyahu Anovi. And Baruch ben Neriah was already a very old man by that time, and he was too frail and too old to travel to Eretz Yisrael, so he stayed behind. And Ezra stayed with his Rebbe in Chutz Loretz. And from there the Gemara learns that Godel Talmud Torah, Yoisim, Binyan Beis Hamikdash. That to sit and learn Torah with your Rebbe is of greater value than Binyan Beis Hamikdash. After Baruch ben Neriah was Nifta, Sir Ezra HaSofer came up to Eretz Yisrael, which was about 20 years later. And the scenes that met him there were extremely disappointing. They were still into marriage. Yidden was still married to Goyim. Shmir Shabbos was very scarce. And the Psukim tell us in Nehemiah about Ezra's arrival and how he began to try and bring back a feeling for Yiddishkeit in Kiyum HaMitzvos. So the Pasuk tells us in Perek Ches in Nehemiah, Pasuk says it like this follows. Nehemiah, he had already tried this once, about 30 years beforehand, to gather, to make a mass gathering of all the people, and it hadn't succeeded. Now, when Ezra Sofer was here, so he was like calling the old man, that's an expression used by the Mephoshim, the old man out. Ezra had been, it seems, in some kind of hibernation at that time, and to bring him out, and he should come, and he should speak to the Olam, and he should be Moreh of the Olam. So Psukim says as follows, and all the people gathered in the area in front of the Beis HaMikdosh. And Ezra Sofer was told to bring the original Sefer Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu had written to Eretz Yisrael. And that was in order, that Sefer Torah was there in order to create the Hisoiris, so that the Olam should be nisoyer from the drama of this. We're taking the original Sefer Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayovi Ezra Hakohen Asatar Lifnei Hakol Meish Vad Isho V'Chol Meiv Nishmaya B'Yom Echad LaChodesh Hashvi'i. Rosh Chodesh Tishrei and Rosh Hashanah of that year was the time that Ezra Sofer took out the Sefer Torah and he started leaning from the Sefer Torah to the people. And he leaned and he explained and he taught the Torah. Vayamed Ezra Sofer Al Migdal Eitz, they placed him on a high platform. Asher Osu Ladova Vayamed Ezra Matisya B'Shem, and there's a whole entourage of people standing around him. It's all very deliberately staged in order to create a very dramatic experience for the whole of Klal Yisrael. There he was standing above the people, looking down at the people. He opens the Sefer Torah. This is Chazal say Makor for Birkas HaTorah, for making bracha Birkas HaTorah, and he made Birkas HaTorah and he said it b'shem HaMeforosh, which really normally is not allowed outside of the Beis HaMikdosh. But he said it to the Shema Meforish, Vayanu Cholom Omein, Omein B'moy Alidein, Vayigdu, Vayishtachu LaHashem Apayim Orzo, Gevaldik. And again it tells us about all the Levim that stood around, Vayigdu B'Sefer B'Torah, So Lekim Meforish, and Ezra is teaching them Torah. Such is Eirus, that Ezra has to say to them, Al Tisablu, V'Al Tivku, Kivoychim Kolom, K'Shomom Es Divra Torah. It's Gevaldik, the Eirus is Sakeh, being very Nisar, and they are getting very emotional, and they're beginning to feel bad and guilty about their ways, and they're crying their eyes out. And Ezra says to them, "Don't cry." And as the famous pasuk, "Vayomrem lechu ichlo mashmalim u'sumam takim u'shulchumonos leinochen loy." Go, it's Yom Tov, enjoy Yom Tov. Vayelchu kolom lechu v'lishloitz v'shachmonos. Vayom Hasheni, that was first day Rosh Hashanah. Second day Rosh Hashanah, next Rosh Hashanah, obviously cholam akoyne valvim el Ezra soiful haskel el divrei haTorah. Next day they come back, and we're going to actually tachlis, we're going to learn Torah. And they find they're written in the Torah. Hashem b'yad Moshe, Yisrael basukos bechol b'chodesh hashvi'i. They find the pesach. Interesting pesach stated in the Torah. They find it says in the Torah. Asheyeshu Yisrael basukos. You have to sit in sukos. On sukos b'chodesh hashvi'i. So it's a mitzvah. We didn't know about this mitzvah. Asheyashmiu v'yavru kol b'chol orem v'rushalayim leimut zuhu ahor. Somebody go out down to the mountains of you, Alei Zayas, Alei Shemen. Go and get all sorts of things for Schach, so that we can have the Yom Tov of Sukkos. Alei Tzovos, that's for the Hadassim, for the Abaminim. Vayeitzom vayiv ve'aviv vayaslem Sukkos yishal gagoy, and it's Titzach Hagavaldiger Sukkos in Yerushalayim. The Sukkos all over the place. Al gagoy v'chasreisem v'chasus beis velikim. Wherever you turn, the Sukkos everywhere. Vayasu kol hakol hashovim in hashvi. And this whole congregation had come back from captivity from Bovel. They made sukkos, vayeshu vasukkos, and they had sat and they sat in sukkos kilo osu mimei Yeshua bin Nun. They had not made them since the days of Yeshua bin Nun. Cain b'nei Yisrael, maybe Shum Nun. Cain b'nei Yisrael adayim ahu. B'nei Yisrael had not done so since the days of Yeshua bin Nun. But he said to the doyle ma'oid, gevaldige simcha. Vayikol b'sevet Torah tzolikim yoyim b'yoyim. And every day Ezra read from the Sefer Torah, Yoim b'Yoim, and Ayom Rishon Ad Yom Achron, first day of Yom Tov, the last day of Yom Tov. V'yasu Chag Shivus Yomim, v'Yoim Hashini Atzeres Kamishpot. As we start tonight, as we know it. Perek Tes. V'Yoim Esrim V'Arbo L'Chodesh Hazeh. And on the 24th of this month, yesterday, Nes V'Bnei Yisrael B'Tzoyim V'Sakim V'Adom Aleim. After having had this fantastic Chag HaSukkos, the Olam is on a gewaltige high. Nesu bnei Yisrael b'tzoyim uvesakim v'adomarim. They gather together in fast with sackcloth and adom on top of the sackcloth, all signs of mourning, because they want to do tshuva. They want to do proper tshuva. Vayibodlu zera Yisrael mikol bnei Nechor, and they separated from all the bnei Nechors to pshachim. Either means from the ways of the bnei Nechor, it means actually from their wives, from the goyish wives. Vayamdu vayisvadu al chatoisem, they stand and they do vidui vavoynes avosem on their avers, the avers of their forefathers. Vayakumu al omdom vayikru b'sev v'teres Hashem elokeinu revi'is hayoyim. They're again, they're learning, they're fasting, or revi'is misvadu mishtachon Hashem elokeinu. Also carries on. Vayokam al ma'al alavim Yeshua, they're standing there on the platform of Levim, Yeshua, Uvoni, Kadmiel, Shvanyo, Buni, Sheravyo, Boni, Chanoni. They cry out with a great cry to Hashem, their God. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and the Gemara in Yuba, the same Gemara, more or less, has a look at what is this Vayiz'aku b'koil gadol el Hashem elokeinu. What is this this great cry that they cried out to Hashem? Pashtus, we've already been told about all the crying. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin says as follows. Vayizaku b'koil gadol Hashem elokeinu. My Omer, what did they say? Omer Rav Yehuda v'item Rav Yonasan. Baya, baya. Whoa, alas. Hainu da achrevei lebeisa. This is what destroyed our house, destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. V'kalya le'echolam, burned down the heichol. V'katlinu le'tzadikim, and killed our tzadikim. V'aglinu le'Yisrael me'arayhu, and caused the exile of Klal Yisrael from their land. V'adayen humerakid beinon, and he's still dancing in front of our eyes. What is this? That's the Yitzhahara of Avodah Zarah. It's the Rebbeinu Shloim. Please take away the Yitzhahara of Avodah Zarah. We can't take it. And there's a Gemara later in Sanhedrin, there's a little discussion in the Gemara where one of the Amoraim says to Menashe HaMelech, he says, well, what's the matter with you? You're so stupid that you were interested in Avodah Zarah. So Menashe HaMelech says to him, if you would have been there with us at that time, you would have hung on to the hem of our coat and chased us with such eagerness to serve Avodah Zarah. You can't understand the unbelievable taiva that Avodah Zarah was. And we can't understand. The reason we can't understand is because of this Gemara. So Klal Yisrael, at the end of all this, they've done tshuva, they're doing vidui, they cry out to the Rebbeinu Shlom, enough, we can't take it, it is the cause of all our troubles, take away the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah. Klum Yohav Telon, the only reason you gave it to us was Elele Kibule Be'agra. You gave us the Yetzirah, so we should be misgab on the Yetzirah, so we should get tzchar. Loi Iu Bo'inon, Loi Agra Be'inon. We don't need the Yetzirah, and we don't need the tzchar, we can't handle it. It's too much for us. So the Gemara says, Yosu Tlos Yoyim B'Tanisa, they sat and fasted for 3 days. Bo Rachme, and during that time, they asked Rachmanus and Rabbeinu Shalom, Nofalu Pitke Merikia, a note that settled came, fell down in Hashomayim, Davaksibbo, and on that settle was written the word Emes. And the Gemara says, Chosomash HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes, and that was HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, agreed, you're right, Mevotel. Nofak kuguria de Norman beis kodesh hakodashim. Like a lion, an image of a lion of fire emerged from the beis kodesh hakodashim. Omaluhu novi to Yisrael, so the novi said to Kali, so hainu yitzhak avodah, there it is. That's the yitzhak avodah zara. That fire, lion of fire that you can see coming out of the kodesh hakodashim. Of the dust scissors, go, that's it, chap it. Bahadi de kotav sele. So they pounced on it to chap it. Ishtamid beinisim in there. One hair got lost. They one hair slipped out. Ve'ozul kolei ba'arbameh parsa. And the lion gave out a roar that bellowed out for 400 parsois. And Farshim say the whole of Eitzrol, because Eitzrol's arbameh parsa, arbameh parsa. Omru, so they said, hey, chenavit, what should we do? Dilma Mishmaya Marachmale. This Yetzirah is doubling out to Rabbeinu Shalom. Maybe in Takam and Hashem they're going to have Rachmanus and he's going to survive. Omale Novi. So the Novi said to him, I've got an eight of you. Shadu Beduda da Avra. Put him in a kiln of lead. V'chasiu ba'avra. And covered over with lead. The shy of Kolik, because lead apparently absorbs the noise. It brings a pasuk for that. And Memela, the sound won't be heard all over Eretz Yisrael. And Kach Chava, they called the Yetzirah, and He's nifter, finished, it's all over, and the yard site is in 2 days' time. Amra, so they said, oh, Eivazoi, Hoyle Veisrotzen, who is Neisrotzen now, Niboy Rachma, Yitzhadavir, let's ask for Rachma that we should have the Yitz of Arias. Let's ask the Rebbeinu Hashem, he should give over to us the Yitz of Arias. Bo Rachma, so they asked Rachmolis and Rebbeinu Hashem, Imse Beodayu was given to them. Chavshu, they held it in captivity at Losa Yoimer for 3 days. But they did a little test. They thought that this might not work 100%. Ibou biato basuyoimer lechayra. There was a person who was ill, who needed a freshly laid egg. So they went to find a freshly laid egg, an egg from that day. Looked over all over at Sovul Ashkechu, they couldn't find. Because if there's no Yetzara for Arias, then no eggs are laid. Then there's no mating, nothing happens between the Zochem and the Keva. Omro, so they said, Heichanavit, so what should we do? Niboy Palga, if we should ask Menashomayim for half, that only the Arayas Asuras, the Yetzara for Arayas Asuras should be taken away. But the Arayas Hamutoris, in other words, Benish Leishtoi, that should stay. That Yetzara, that Taiva should stay. Palga Mekilai Yoyavit. Menashomayim, they don't do half things, they don't give you half. What did they do? Kachlinu Le'enei, so they put some kind of coil, some kind of color in the eye of the Avodah Zarah, and they blinded it, Ahanibay, and it worked, Eloi Igre, Inish, Bikrivoi Sei. It worked insofar as that a person does not have a taiva for his grandmother, Mashiach, Imoi, for his mother, that the Yitzhar of Arias was limited, and it doesn't apply anymore to certain Krivoi. The Gemara obviously means a tremendous biur, and the Mefarshim already say that most of the references here are not to be taken literally, they're symbolic in some way, and if you look in the Ben Yoyada, in the Mashal, a little bit, there's Pshat in there. But there's one Nakud that I would like to take out of this Gemara, which is the Mashal Taka asks the Kasha, which is the whole concept, is the Chapela, to say that you can say to Rosh Hashanah, Mim Mevatel V'Yed Zohara, the Mashal uses the expression, it's less din v'less dayan, Hutro Ratzuah. That's the whole tachlis. So Hashem gave us Yitzharas, and he gave us mitzvahs, and he gave us things that we mustn't do. So what's done? So it doesn't work. You can't cope with it. You say to Rabbeinu Shleilam, do away with it. Well, what's the pshat in that? The emes is that we do that. We do daven for that. We say in davening at the end of the brachos, Al tashel pon yitzhara. So what's pshat now? How can you ask for chayfes yitzreinu? That's your job. And in fact, the mafashim ask, isn't that a stira to hakol bidei shemaim, chutz miyah shemaim? I'd like to read you a few words from Rabbi Yaakov Emden in Merik Tzio. He brings at the Ateres Kain in one of the mafashim Shulchan Aruch, who wants to adjust a little bit the girsa in that bracha that we say, in the last bracha that we say in Birkas HaShachar. And Rabbi Yaakov Emden gets used quite extreme lashonos to say that you can't do that. First, you can't change matbea shetov v'chachomim. But he goes on to say as follows. He says like this, V'loi omru hakol bidei shamayim, chutz mira shamayim, Elo lafuk egzera mochletes. When we say hakol bidei shamayim chutz mi hashamayim, that means that egzera, an independent egzera min hashamayim, because Kesh Baruch Hu makes egzeras all the time. Whatever happens in the world, Kesh Baruch Hu decides. But to make egzera that you should have your hashamayim, that doesn't happen. That's your bechira. That's up to you. She'enoi goizer olov your hashamayim, because Kesh Baruch Hu is not goizer your hashamayim, bli his oirus, without there being his oirus. Aval vaday, im misoyer ha'odom bitfila. If a person is misoyer in his tfila, mesayin oisoy. And the Mashal uses the loshna, it falls into the klal of haboli torah mesayin oisoy. B'derech shodom roitzel elech malichin oisoy. V'yefsheli notu menachet blisiyua min hashamayim. It's impossible to avoid chet without help. You can't do it on your own anyway. You can't do it totally with your own bechira. Avada, you need Sefer Dishmaya for it. Ukvar yispalel ha-meshoyer ha-chosrit, and David HaMelech already says, Gam yizeidim chasoy chavdecho. He says, David HaMelech asks, Rabbi Nishloim, hold me back from Zeidim. What are Zeidim? Zeidim are people who schlep me to do bad. Ukmoishu adobo b'choytim, sha'av kol pi sheloi nigzar ala choyte sheyechto. Even though there's no gzeir on a person that he should do an avera, afal pi kein, we find. There's no gzera that a person should do an avera, but we know. Afu b'kenim hiksha liboy, if a person has been makshe liboy, lechozidu leharshia, to do bad, paroi, then moinin mimenu darkei atshuva. Paroi, akshbokhu's makshe liboy. Why was he makshe liboy? Because Paroi had made a choice. Paroi had told us, he told everybody, he told the Ribbono Shel Olam what his bechira is. He made a choice. The Ribbono Shel Olam was makshe liboy. Says the Riyaku Vemden, in the same way as it when it comes to Lavera, if a person has made his choice, then the Ribbono Shel Olam takes over and he steps in and he says, okay, that's what you want? Moinin mimenu darkei atshuva. Umamtzino idrochim lohoisiv chet al pesha rabbe. More than that, we'll not find you ways to be makshel, you can do more averes. Because that's what you want. You told us that's what you want. Kenyan vayach badas liboy. Cain, similarly, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, hamis amets v'derech hayosho v'hatoiv. If somebody puts effort into derech hayosho v'hatoiv, if somebody wants to go derech hatoiv, shoymrim oysoy min ha'avoynois, he gets protected, he gets saved from averes. Im shehoy amuch l'achto, even if there would have been situations where he might have been ready to do those averes. And that's what a person is doing when he davens for that the Yetzer Hara should be taken away. In fact, if so, we can say a lot more than that. When we think about the way we deal with our Yetzer Hara, so we think back about the matzav of the Avera and the battle that we have at that moment. And that's the key moment. That's where our biggest fight with the Yetzer Hara has to be. If it's true that a person is able to daven that he should not have a Yetzer Hara, then faket, much more than that. That's where the Ikka battle, that's where the Ikka effort of a person should be with regard to Averis, with regard to Yetzer Hara. Because if we daven that we should not have a Yetzer Hara, which we have in Nusach HaTfilah, and we have it more than once, we have it also in the Avodah Tzion, where we say, towards the end, Sheyiftach Libeinu B'Seira, should place in our hearts Avosei V'Yirosei. What do you mean? You've got to do it yourself. But if you ask the Ribbono Shel Olam for it, so you're completely avoiding that matzav. And that lichayra is the derech that we're supposed to follow. And I think that's the way that we nischanach. That a person is not supposed to look out for nisyonos. He's supposed to avoid situations of avera and do whatever he can not to present himself with those situations. I'd like to bring a second side to this, with a few interesting ma'amakonos. There's a Gemara like this. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Zayin. The Gemara says, Rab Chanina and Rab Yonason, havu ka'oz le'b'orcha. They were walking. Motu lahanu trei shvile. They came to two paths. Chag potzi ha'peschad avod z'kichovim, v'chag potzi ha'peschad avod z'kichovim. There was a fork in the road. One led to a base avod z'ora, one led to a base z'onis. Omar echad l'chavrei, so one said to his friend, neiz la'peschad avod z'kichovim. Let's go through the way of avod z'kichovim. Why? The Nachis Yitzray, because the Yitzhar, as Rashi explained, referring to the Gemara Sanhedrin that we quoted, is Geshachten. There's no Yitzhar anymore. It's safe. Let's go down the road of Avodah Zarah. Om Aleidoch, so the other one said to him, Nezel Apischa de Bezoinus. He said, no. Let's go on the Derech of the Bezoinus. Why? V'nichvay el Yitzrin. So we'll have a Yitzhar, and we'll overcome our Yitzhar. On a Kabbalagra, and we'll get Schar. You go down the path of Beis Avodah Zarah, okay, big deal. But if you go down the other path, you've got a Yetzer, you have to overcome it, and the Kabbalagra. Kimotu Hasam. So they taka listened to the second opinion. They went down the road of the Beis Zaynus. Kimotu Hasam, when they came down there, Chazinu le Zaynus, and they saw the Zaynus. Iskanu mikamayu. And the Zaynus ran away from them. The Zaynus were retreated from them. So the other one said to him, Amalei, he said to me, no, Lach, from where do you know this? Amalei, it's a pasuk, mizima, tishma, lecho, tvuno, tintzerecho. He says that Torah protects you. But some of the Mefarshim bring this Gemara as a machlokes in approach. That there are two approaches here. The one Amora held that you avoid the Yetzer Hara, and one Amora held that you confront the Yetzer Hara. I found a medrash in Rus that there seems to be mamash a proper machlokes. Sorry. He was here this morning. Yeah. Rabbi Yaakov bar Avi Omar. On the pasuk of Rigzu v'al techeto. Rigzu v'al techeto. What's Rigzu? So what's Rigzu? You have to be misragas against your anger. Be misragas against the Yetzer Hara. So Rabbi Yaakov bar Avi Omar, Rigzu v'al techeto, Rigzu, argiz Yitzroch v'al techeto. V'rabbonon amrin, achis Yitzroch v'lo yisechto. What's the difference between argiz Yitzroch and achis Yitzroch? So the, one of the Mephoshim here, the Yifei Anaf, says like this, argiz Yitzroch v'al techeto, Pirish, argiz Yitzroch is trad, tilochem neged Yitzhara. Wage a war, wage a battle against Yitzhara. V'tisyatzef kenegdoi, and place before him divrei das v'haskel, shelo yovoi olecho lehasischo ulehato yisoischo. Prepare a strategy so that your Yitzhara should not come and confront you. Lehato yisoischo midarech haTorah. That's no good. So argiz Yitzchor is pshat, plan, so that you avoid the Yetzer Hara. V'rabbonon amin achis Yitzroch, Pirush, she'toroi tovoi v'tiskarev lederech ovoin. Go, get close to the derech ovoin. V'tire lichboi shasa Yetzer Hara. And you see to conquering, you make sure you overcome the Yetzer Hara. Ulachnioi, and you subjugate him. Happy like the Gemara in Avodah Zorah that we quoted, that other Mahalach. So I had a shtikla, a machshava, b'derech efsha. The Gemara, the posuk that we brought, that tells us about this Chag HaSukkos that they celebrated, and that the posuk says that they hadn't celebrated since the days of Yishabim, all the Mephoshim asked. I'm established such as that. So on the Nach there, some of them Mephoshim say, it doesn't mean that Mamash didn't keep it, they didn't keep it with the same Islahavus, with the same Dikduk. That's the Pashtus of the Lashon of the Pasuk. The Gemara in Erechin says it means something else. The Gemara in Erechin says, there's a criticism here of Yeshua. It's the Lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara says it's a Pagam in Yeshua. Ezra HaSoifer, in his time, davened that the Yitzhahara of Avodah Zarah should be taken away. Why didn't Yeshua daven? And in fact, when you look in that pasuk, you see that it's written Yeshua without a hey. And the Gemara says, it says Yeshua, and it's written without a hey. He lost a letter from his name as a recompense of some kind for not having davened for Klal Yisrael that the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah should be taken away. And as we know, when we learn through Nach, Avodah Zarah was their plague all the way through. It's something that when we learn Nach, we mamash can't understand. Avodah Zarah all the time. If Yeshua right at the outset would have davened that there would not be a Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah, would have saved so much of that. It says the Gemara, therefore, when it says Ki lo yosh, that they didn't sit in Sukkot since the days of Yeshua, it doesn't mean that they didn't sit in Sukkot. It's a Loshon. A Sukkot, says the Gemara, is a Hagonah, is a protection. Ezra provided a Sukkot for Klal Yisrael by davening that there shouldn't be a Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah. Yeshua didn't daven for Klal Yisrael that they should not be a Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah. He therefore did not provide a sukkah. And that's what it means, that they hadn't kept sukkahs, that's what the Gemara says, they hadn't kept sukkahs since the days of Yeshua bin Nun. The Gemara says, that Yeshua had schus of Eretz Yisrael as well, whereas Moshe didn't. And Yeshua was the same as Ezra, they both had the schus of Eretz Yisrael. Why taked him Yeshua davening? So it would be nice and easy to say to maybe Yeshua Gehalten down the Rashita that you have to confront your Yetzer Hara. You need a raya. Maybe a mashuk of a raya. There's a famous vote of the Chofetz Chaim al HaTorah where he explains in the parsha of Shlach Lecha the Meraglim, and he outlines there very beautifully two different hashkofas of Yeshua and Kolev. He asks a couple of kashas, two kashas that he asks. He says, you find the Moshe Rabbeinu gave a bracha to Yeshua before he went out. He didn't give a bracha to Kolev. You find, on the other hand, that Kolev, on the way, he went to Lishtateach al Kivrei Avos, whereas Yeshua didn't go to Lishtateach al Kivrei Avos. So the Chofetz Chaim says, there's two drachim in Avodas Hashem, and he says that both of them are nochem. He says, there's one is that they went with a group of people who they knew were going to be, let's use our expression, they were going to be a Yetzirah of some kind. Yeshua made it clear at the outset, I'm not with you. I want us to go to Eretz Yisrael. I want our shlichus to be a correct shlichus. Kolev pretended. Kolev played along. Kolev made out as if he was one of them, and they didn't have a clue. And in fact, that's why, at the end, when they came back, it was Kolev who was able, Vayahas Kolev Esom, because Yeshua didn't have any credibility anyway, because they knew that he's on the other side. But Kolev, they came along and said, Yeshua is the only man. And all of a sudden, amongst them, pipes up one of them and says, no, actually, I'm not on your side. So that worked. For Kolev, pretending was hard. So along the way, he had to go, Lishtateach al Kivrei Avos, he needed Chizuk. Yeshua, who was going to fight it out with them right from the outset, he got a bracha from Moshe Rabbeinu, Kol Yeshiach HaMatzas Meragim. Ken Zayin that you see from here, the Yeshua's Mahalach was, you stand up to the Yetzirah. You face the Yetzirah. You take it, you look at it in the face, and you say, I'm not with you, I'm doing battle with you. And therefore, when it came to Davni for Klal Yisrael, they shouldn't have the Yetzirah or Yetzirah. Yeshua felt, that's not the Derech, that's not the right way.